Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and the congregation and our supporters welcome you to this broadcast of the Word of Grace on CJMQ Radio. May the Lord bless us as we reflect upon his word together. Here are some opening words from Psalm 42. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? Let us turn to our God in prayer and in praise. Creator God, you have made a world of such amazing diversity, with unique living things we cannot number. You have shaped our universe in such a way that Everything is interdependent on everything else, and all life depends on each other for its sustaining. We praise you, our God, for such wonder. We bless you that you've created such amazing diversity of humankind, through culture and language, custom and community, expressed in creativity and compassion over and over again. We bless you for such wonder. Above all, you made us for yourself, to live in communion and dependence upon you as our Maker and our Creator and as our Heavenly Father. In Jesus Christ, you show us how much you loved your creation by reconciling us to yourself through him. And by his death on the cross, you have dealt with what stands against us. And so now we can be free, free to live a new life. By the power of your Spirit, give us new eyes to behold the wonders you have made, and teach us how to share in the praise your creation offers you day by day. Almighty God, the diversity in your creation amazes us, but we confess we prefer what seems familiar. We'd like everyone to speak our language. We wish others held our values and shared our customs. We don't understand discrimination that hurts others. We don't recognize how our own preferences affect other people and the earth itself in harmful ways. Forgive our familiar assumptions and open our minds and hearts to the stories of others and the cries of suffering throughout the earth. The Apostle Paul writes that in Christ Jesus, all who have faith and who are born from above by the Spirit are children of God. Since we've been baptized into Christ, we have clothed ourselves with him. We are all one in him. Therefore, let us be at peace with one another, at peace with ourselves, and at peace with God. Send us your Spirit now as we listen to the stories of your people, that we may find wisdom and hope, guidance and healing through your living word, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Our reading today is from another psalm of thirsting, of yearning, and of longing, and that's Psalm 63. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied, as with the richest of foods, and with singing lips my mouth will praise you. On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. Those who want to kill me will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God will glory in him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced. Amen.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving? The kindness you've shown. Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. soul's in your hands.
Try me, Lord. If you think there's a way, I can try to repay all I've taken from can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you.
Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I soul's in your hands. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I soul's in your hands.
Jesus, my soul's in your hands.
It was in our midweek fellowship this past week that we were looking at thirsting for God. And we compared our various experiences of what thirst for water meant to us. Not a particular problem in the province of Quebec with our hundreds of thousands of lakes and rivers, but some among us had experience of tropical climates where the rains had failed, where the monsoons had not come, or of dry and arid desert areas. Of course, we only need to go to the prairie provinces in this wildfire season to think of a dry and parched land, and we grieve for the fires that are burning there. Thirst for water. For David, the man who wrote the psalm, thirst for water was an example of thirsting for God. And the psalm with which I opened this program, Psalm 42, spoke of thirsting for God. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? Deer are fun to watch. There's something about them that makes us stop what we're doing and just stare. And every so often the deer make a meal of our plants at the church, much to the annoyance of the custodian. Yet it's hard to grudge them when they're simply doing what comes naturally. But we do wish deer had a bit more road sense before they dashed across the auto route. Perhaps they are thirsty, pursuing a water course, a source of refreshing water for them. Like all animals and like us, they are drawn to water. That's how we are wired as animals. David in Psalm 63 speaks of his thirst. And the heading in Psalm 63 tells us that David was in a desert, a wilderness. Perhaps he had a genuine thirst for water there, but he had a bigger and deeper thirst, and that was his thirst for God. Now, thirst must be satisfied or we'll die. Have you ever been that thirsty spiritually? Does your soul pant for God? Just as a deer knows instinctively where to find water when it's thirsty, so too we must seek God with everything we have. Psalm 119 says, I open my mouth and pant because I long for your commandments. Or the book of the prophet Isaiah, my soul yearns for you in the night, my spirit within me earnestly seeks you. Jesus put it this way in John 7:37, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Now while we've been made to thirst for God, Not everyone comes to him to have that thirst quenched. At this point of the history of our community and society, rarely has there been such access to a multitude of experiences to address the sense of thirst and longing inside us. I don't mean water thirst, but the thirst for something beyond us, something real that gives meaning to our lives. We can speak about a thirst for knowledge, a thirst for beauty, or more destructively, a self-indulgent, even self-destructive search for sensory experiences that make us feel alive. And many times we can look to other things to satisfy us. And a prophet in the Old Testament says that God said of his people, "My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water." Now, most of us go through dry times and low seasons of life. In the 19th century, a young American Midwestern lawyer suffered from such deep depression that his friends kept all knives and razors out of his reach. He questioned his life's calling and just wanted to give up. This is what he wrote in his journal. "I am now the most miserable man living. Whether I shall ever be better, I cannot tell. To remain as I am is impossible." Do you know who wrote those words? Abraham Lincoln. As I say, most of us go through dry times and low seasons of life. And if we're a person of faith and we've had a living relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, then our past experience can teach us to seek for God. David said that he'd been in the sanctuary, in the holy place with the people of God, and he remembered how his faith made sense to him, how his own felt experience of God taught him that God was his ultimate satisfaction. But now, he was in a desert place. He was in a barren place. Yes, geographically in a desert of Judah. But he was empty on the inside as well because he felt abandoned by God. He was driven out of the city, the household of God's people. The desert of Judah had become for him a symbol of the situation he found himself. He is thirsting for God more than for water. And could it be that God may deprive his children of the means of grace to give us an appetite for himself? Could it be God brings us to a place where we thirst to remind us of whom it is we are to thirst, to direct our attention to God? But how do we pay attention to someone we can't see or hear or touch? Well, the psalmist shows us how. We begin by approaching God in prayer. You say something like the psalmist said, "O God, you are my God, earnestly I seek your face." Jesus said, "Ask and it shall be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door shall be opened to you." In the very act of asking, seeking or knocking, we are paying attention to God. Now, if we then go on to tell God about what's going on in our lives, then we are making God less important than our own needs in our prayer. And that's not thirsting after God. When we look for God, we see God most clearly in Jesus. On the authority of the New Testament, we can say to David the king, "Brother, you haven't seen anything yet until you've seen God's own Son in human form." Jesus shows us what God is like. He shows us the heart of God. We see the glory of God in the life of Jesus. So to pay attention to God, we focus on what he's done for us through himself in Jesus. When our attention wanders, we bring our attention back to the God we encounter in Jesus, using the stories of the Bible. But more than that, there may be many reasons why you might be listening to this broadcast by yourself this morning, and why you aren't able to make it to church this morning, or indeed on any other Sunday morning. David looked forward to the gathering of the people of God. Some years ago, 9 miners in Pennsylvania were trapped underground for 3 days. Do you know what kept them going? They tied themselves together so that they would live or die as a group. And they huddled closely so that they could stay warm. And they also worked at keeping each other encouraged. Reflecting on that harrowing experience after their escape, one of the miners said this, Everybody had strong moments. At any certain time, maybe one guy got down, and then the rest pulled together, and then that guy would get back up, and maybe somebody else would feel a little weaker. But it was a team effort. That's the only way it could have been done. In our moments of desolation, even desperation, when we're feeling derelict of God, coming together with the people of God encourages our hearts and minds that when we seek after God, we're reminded of where we find him, in the people of God, in the holy places of God, and in the Word of God. Amen. Let's again turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. We thank you for the example of David in Psalm 63, who teaches us to long for you in our lives. Lord, just as David sought you in the sanctuary, we too long for your presence. We thirst for you like a dry and weary land. Reveal your power and glory to us, that we may be filled with your presence and your love. Meet with us when we read of your stories of Jesus in the words of the Bible. Encourage us when we meet together with our fellow Christians to walk in your ways. We pray for those who are struggling, for those who feel distant from you, for those who are in difficult circumstances. As we have so often prayed in these broadcasts, we bring forward to you the troubled places of the world. We give thanks for the opportunity for leaders to dialogue together, as took place in Alberta, Canada, in these recent days. And we pray that out of discussions and debate and conversation, that there will be a way forward for bringing peace with justice in the troubled spots of our world. And we pray that you would continue to restrain the men and women and the forces and principalities and powers that thrive on violence and fear and destruction. We pray that you would remember us in the midst of darkness and challenges. May we cling to you and trust in your right hand to uphold us. And we pray your protection over our lives and the lives of those whom we pray for. And we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers, and we trust that you'll answer according to your will and in your timing. We pray this in the name of Jesus, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Be still, my soul. When we shall be forever with the Lord, when disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow forgot, love's purest joys restored. Be still, my soul, when chains and tears are past. All safe and blessed we shall meet at
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.